It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, glad we're together again. I brought something that looks like... What do you think this looks like? Think it looks like an umbrella? I thought so. But what it is a kind of a felt board. Let's see if I can fix it for you to see it. See that? And you put pieces of felt on here, make pictures with it. Let's take it to the kitchen. I can show you better there. See, set it up like that. And in the box here, I have little pieces of felt. All shapes, colors, and sizes. I just like to make designs with them. Any kind of design that comes to mind. I like that. Do you? Might be fun to think about these pieces. Oh, all these different pieces just moving themselves. Of course, they couldn't really do it. But just have us think about these different pieces all moving into the shape of a house or a boat or a car or a steam shovel, things like that. Let's just think about that. Thank you. Of course, things can't move like that by themselves. No, we do that by making a film like that. But it's fun to think about it. You could close your eyes and think about just the same kind of a thing. Sure. Could do that when we're not even together. You have lots of good ideas. You could take all kinds of shapes like this and make many things out of them. These shapes won't move themselves, just the way this fish food wouldn't come up and turn over and give the fish some food. No, it takes a person to do that. Telephone? I think it is. It takes a person to have dialed my telephone to see who it is. Hello? Hi, Joe. Oh, fine. We were just talking about how it takes a person to do so many things. Yeah. What? Well, what is it? All right. Okay, I trust you. We'll see you in a little bit. Bye-bye. Joe Negri says there's something over at his shop he wants me to see. I think we should go see it, don't you? Fine. Let's go to Joe Negri's music shop. We'll take care of the felt pieces when we get back. Come along.
They're a little bit larger than this, too.
Joe's busy right now with someone. We'll just wait right here for him. Okay?
I think I'll be able to order them for you in about a week, maybe 10 days.
Okay.
And I'll give you a call.
Oh, that'd be cool.
All right, Greg.
Hi, Greg. Good, and you?
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Well, I'm curious. I'd like to know what it is you're planning to show us.
Well, actually, I want you to try something.
All right.
All right. I have it right here, and it just came in. And I really think you're going to get a kick out of this.
Suitcase.
There it is.
A piano accordion.
Right. You do play the piano, and I thought, you know, that you might enjoy just trying one of these.
I've never seen one this size. This looks very nice. Sure, I'll try it.
Yeah. I'll hook the top one there, too. Think you can get it on?
I guess so. Put in the straps
that's
like this.
Right, that's one. This part's very much like the piano right here.
Mm-hmm. What about over here?
Yeah. I wish I could talk to you there, but.
Oh, that's really different.
That's your bass and chords.
I could work on that.
Oh, you could.
Try something over here.
Hey, I've got an idea.
What?
I've got the guitar right here. Why don't we do something and we'll just sort of play along together?
Fine.
All right. I'll give you some rhythm.
A duet. When people play together with two instruments, it's called a duet.
Let's see. Can you see all right?
Mm-hmm. That's the one I need on this.
Do you want a little introduction?
Fine.
Might as well make it fancy.
Right. You want to sing?
very good. Well, I think in a short time you could really learn to play some things on that.
You know, I might just practice this and use it for the variety show.
That's a terrific idea. That's really a good idea.
You're going to do a story song, aren't you?
A story song with the guitar.
What is a story song?
Well, it's really not a song so much as a singing song, but you tell a story and you sort of play along with it and punctuate it.
I see. The McFeelys and Joey Hollingsworth, you know, are going to tap dance together.
They're going to do a dance together.
Oh, I watched part of it.
Oh, look who's here.
Speaking of the McFeelys, I just mentioned you.
There's the parking lot for you, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Mr. McFeely. I've been waiting for this one. Thank you.
Mr. McFeely. Thought I might practice it and use it for the variety show.
So that's going to be your specialty in the variety show, eh?
Well, I'm not sure. How are things going with yours?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to Joe about.
Oh, you wanted to talk to me, Mr. McFeely?
Yes. Do you think we could practice for about a minute?
You mean right now?
Well, right now, if you have the time. You see, Joey Hollingsworth and Betsy are so good with their tap dancing that
sure.
I think maybe I could just use a little bit more practice, and so I won't let them down, you see?
Well, I'll certainly be glad to help you out. Fred, maybe you could help me out and kind of watch the store for a few moments?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
I have my taps right here.
Good, Mr. McFeely.
All set to go. Practice.
See that reminds me of that rubbing you gave me of Betsy's tap.
And they're on my feet.
Mr. McFeely, I have the guitar, and we'll go in the back room, and we'll run over some things.
Okay, I'll go change.
I'll watch over things here,
Fred,
Joe.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Sure. If I need information, I'll come back.
Okay.
I guess they want to work together there for a while. You know, while we're waiting here, we could have some make-believe, you and I.
Sure.
Something to do about an accordion. Who is the lady who lives at the museum go-round in the neighborhood of make-believe? Lady Elaine Fairchild. Suppose she has ordered an accordion. Can't you just see Lady Elaine playing the accordion? And Mr. McFeely is delivering it. Let's make-believe that today, all right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Delivery, King Freddy. Speedy delivery to you.
Mr. McFeely!
Good day, handyman. Good day.
Oh, Mr. McFeely. Wait, can I help you?
Well, let me see. I have this delivery for Lady Elaine Fairchild. I think it might be an accordion.
An accordion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know that Lady Elaine was a musician, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'm going over that way. I'll be glad to deliver it for you.
Well, that certainly would help me. I have a lot of deliveries today, a lot of deliveries.
I see that you do. What are all these packages?
Well, all these packages are for someplace else. You know, ever since Harriet Elizabeth Cobb moved over there, they've had a lot more deliveries in someplace else.
Well, I'm glad things are going well for them.
Well, so do I. You know, it certainly helps my speedy delivery business.
I bet it does. Well, I'll deliver this one for you right away.
Well, thank you, handyman. Good
All
day
right.
and a speedy delivery.
So long, Mr. McFeely.
So long.
I was just sure he'd have it for me by today.
Well, what were you thinking about, Lady Elaine?
Oh, nothing. I ordered something from Speedy, but he didn't even stop here. Just my luck lately.
Huh. Well, could you be thinking perhaps about this?
Handy. You're a living doll. Where did you find it?
Well, I told Mr. McFeely I'd bring it over to you for him because he had so many deliveries today.
Where for?
Well, mostly for someplace else.
That's what I figured. Please open that box for me.
Okay.
I want to use it right away. Mm-hmm. Nice
wow,
looking one, don't you think?
Is it a beauty?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's try it on. I think it goes like this. Is that right, Lady Elaine?
Wait till you hear me play it, sweetie.
Yeah. Oh, let's make sure we get it on real good, huh?
That's right. Just the size I wanted.
This is the bass side, right?
Right. Very good.
Do you have it now?
Are you ready for the music of your life?
I am.
All right, here goes.
goodness. I mean, just incredible. Oh, I had no idea you could play like that.
I almost forgot about it myself. When I was a girl, I took lessons from Francis Paviola in La Trobe, and I practiced every day. Well, let's go.
Where?
To someplace else, naturally.
Well, what for?
To show off, of course.
Okay, sure.
Well, let me see. Well, this looks like the last of your order.
Uh-huh. That makes exactly 7 dozen.
7 dozen. That's what you ordered, wasn't it?
I'll say.
Well, I'll just set them down here for you. There we go.
You're a fine man, Mr. McFeely.
And you're a fine customer. Mm-hmm. Say, where's Don Quixote today?
Oh, he's delivering some potatoes to Grand Pere. 4 dozen to be exact, I think. Let me check here. Yeah, it's 4. What's that I hear?
Well, it sounds like an accordion to me. Well, look, there's Lady Elaine and Handyman Agri coming. I'll bet that's what was in the box, the accordion. Hello, Lady Elaine. Handyman.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Hello, Harriet. Harry Elizabeth Gow, I'd like you to meet Lady Elaine Fairchild. Lady Elaine, I'm trying to introduce you to Harry Elizabeth Gow.
Pardon me, I can't hear you.
Maybe if you stopped playing, you could hear.
Oh, of course. How thoughtless of me. Now, this must be Harriet Elizabeth Gow.
I am, and I'd like to say you're the finest accordion player I have ever heard.
Would you say that again?
You're the finest accordion player I've ever heard.
You mean you like my playing?
I'll say. I love it. I always wanted to play one of those instruments, and I never had the chance to learn, you know, whatever it is. What is it, accordion?
Uh-huh. Well, you see, Francis Paviola taught me, and but everybody says you're so good at everything.
Well, I know my farming and things that go along with that, you know, but...
Lady Elaine is the curator of our neighborhood museum.
Museum, yes.
Museum?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when I get a day off, I want to visit your museum. I fairly live for museum times.
You like museums, too?
Oh, I'll say, don't get me started. This is a museum cow. That's all I want to see, every room in your museum. Mm. I want to see the paintings and the dinosaurs, and I want to see the...
friends, I think I have to run off right now. I can see there's a lot of mutual interest here.
Well, thanks for your help, Mr. McFeely.
Yes, thanks, Speedy, for my speedy accordion.
Well, you're welcome. I just think I'll dance off to your accordion music all day.
Well, I think I'm going to be taking off, too. I can see that you two have a lot to talk about.
Toot toot, Handy. You okay. Bet we do.
Thanks for introducing us.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye. See you later.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Handy,
could you show me just a few things about this instrument?
Yes. Now, you see, on this side, it's like the piano keyboard, and you put that hand there. Then over here are the buttons on this side.
Oh,
yeah. It's great, isn't it?
Oh, it's terrific. I'll say.
I'll say, too.
Oh, yes.
Lady Elaine didn't have to show off. No, Harriet Elizabeth Gow was interested in her already. She didn't have to act like a clown. No. Yeah, Harriet Elizabeth Gow really made her feel welcome. Let's go see what Mr. McFeely and Joe are doing.
That's coming pretty well, man. Here comes the last course now. Yeah, the hot part now.
Here we go.
That's it.
I'm going to help you, Mr. McFeely.
All righty. Let's start all together here.
Let's start all together in the same place. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Fancy.
Slow here.
Oh.
1, 5, 6, 7. Here we go.
That part?
Yeah.
think you're starting to get it.
Oh, good, Mr. McFeely.
Would you like to try it one more time?
Well, what should we do, the fast part?
Just the very ending.
The fast part.
The fast part,
all right? Here we go.
One, two, three, four. I think you're getting it very well, don't you, Fred?
You're going to do that fine, Mr. McFeely.
As a matter of fact, I think I'll tap all the way down the street and just carry my boots.
Great.
Okay, let's go on the other side. Go ahead, you lead on.
Thank you. Joe, I think I'd like to buy this.
Oh, would you, Fred?
Sure.
Well, good.
I'll do
gentlemen.
Some.
I'll see you at the variety show. My home practice some more.
Okay, Mr. McFeely.
Yeah, that's it. Da-dun, da-dun.
Bless his heart.
That fast part.
He's really been working on that,
yes,
hasn't
he? Yes, what do you think you're going to take?
Yeah, I noticed the price down here. It looks fine to me.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I can just bill you for it. How's that?
All right. I better work on a lot this weekend, or I'll never have it ready for Monday.
Well, that gives you
I'll learn some of the chords on the bottom.
Okay.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
Joe.
See you Monday.
You bet. Bye. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Hi, Barbara.
That should be fun to work on this instrument. Okay, let's clean up these felt pieces here. First of all, I'm going to make something. See if you can tell me what it is. And that's the way you play it. Accordion. Suppose those would all fit up there together. Nope. Some of them do. Well, you and your ideas can make up great things. Great felt board. Okay, let's take them along. Hi, fish. Somebody at the door. Oh, it's Mrs. McFeely. Hi, Mrs.
Hello,
McFeely.
Mr. Rogers.
Hi.
Do you think you have a musical moment you could spend with me? Just a moment.
Certainly. Come in.
I'm rehearsing for that dance, and I really want to get it right. Could you play for me that fancy song that you sometimes sing for your children? That's the one we're using for our dance, and I want to get it right for David and for Joey Hollingsworth.
Sure, I'll try it on my new accordion.
Okay, any kind of musical do. I just want to go over one little part, because I just want to get that dance down right.
I wanted you to see this anyway.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Great.
Mm-hmm, nice and shiny.
I just may play this in the variety show myself.
Oh, I'm glad you're going to be in it.
I don't know too much about the buttons over here yet, but well, it starts out.
It's a little farther in that. A little farther in. That's the part. That's a transition. I have it. I think I have it, Mr. Rogers. I'm going to run along now. I just needed that. That really helps.
Okay, good.
I have that tune in my mind so I can rehearse on my own. Rehearse on my own. You know how it is.
Everybody's working on the variety show.
Oh, it's going to be quite a day on Monday.
See
Bye,
you
Mr.
then.
Rogers.
Have a good weekend. Everybody's fancy, and so is mine. Everybody's thinking about the variety show, and so am I. Maybe you could make up a variety show right in your own family. There's so many things that you could do. Sure, think about this weekend, okay? Gives me a good feeling to know that we'll all be together next week. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know, that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about and think about. I will too. You always make each week a special one for me. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and I like you just the way you are. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I'll be back next week.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.